Lamborghinis, and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, it is. And it is sponsored by FindMassMoney.com. Log on today. See if there's unclaimed money waiting for you. There's $1,000 waiting for Samantha from Leominster. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
Well, I know you are very busy. Brian says you're a nurse?
Yeah.
Where do you do that?
At Leominster Hospital.
Nice.
Okay. Any specific kind of nurse or just a general RN?
Critical care.
Oh, God.
Critical care. Yeah. Serious job. And you have a family too, right?
Yeah, four kids and I'm married.
I want to lie down just from that statement alone.
Yes.
Wow.
And she has time to play Super Smart.
This is amazing.
I love it.
Already you're winning.
No, Samantha. go ahead.
No, I said, let's hope so. I'm winning.
Yeah. Are you at home or are you at the hospital?
Oh, no, I'm at home. I work night shift.
Oh, okay. She works night shift and she's doing it. I like your style, Samantha. All right. You know how it works. You get all 10 of LBF's questions correct. We're going to give you $1,000, okay? Be sure to say pass if you're not sure about one of the questions. Give you some time left on the clock. Samantha from Leominster, here we go.
What is 3 plus 7?
10.
What is beef filet cooked in a puff pastry called?
Beef Wellington.
Who played Clarice Starling in The Silence of the Lambs?
Jodie Foster.
True or false, FDR vetoed Congress 635 times?
True.
Who was Helen Keller's teacher?
Oh, pass.
True or false, Liza Minnelli is Judy Garland's daughter?
True.
What's the national anthem of the United States?
The Star-Spangled Banner.
What author's books include Call of the Wild and White Fang?
Oh, pass.
What does the abbreviation ROI stand for in the financial world?
Pass.
What ocean liner was retired in 1967 and became a hotel at Long Beach, California?
Pass.
Who was Helen Keller's teacher?
Oh, I know this. Oh.
What author's books include Call of the Wild and White Fang?
Okay. So, Samantha, you started rolling.
You got
the first three right, and then another three. So you got 6 out of 10. We passed on a couple. Here's what you passed and missed on.
All right. Helen Keller's teacher, Annie Sullivan.
Okay.
They met on this day in history, by the way.
Oh,
for the
good.
First time. What author's books include Call of the Wild and White Fang? That's Jack London. The abbreviation ROI means return on investment. And the ocean liner that was retired in 67 and became a hotel at Long Beach, California is the Queen Mary.
There you go.
But you did. That's a solid job.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't great.
Don't be bummed out.
She's a perfectionist. She's in critical care.
I can tell. She's critical.
That's all right. We want you to be a perfectionist.
Yeah, well, yeah, when it comes to that. listen, Samantha, we appreciate and the work you do. We salute that. So these are tough times to do what you doing.
Right. And we're going to give her something special.
You bet we are. All right, Samantha, how about a $100 gift card for you to go to Stop and Shop and just fill that cart, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Well, you got four kids.
I mean, that'll feed one.
Well, yeah. Is that Samantha? What is your typical grocery bill?
Oh boy.
Well, it depends because I don't do like usually one big shopping at a time, but I usually spend at least $200 when I go.
See.
How old are your kids? What are the age ranges?
So they're 25, 19, 14, and 11.
That's good. You remembered them all. That's great. I have my moments.
Yeah.
Thank you. Samantha, thank you for playing.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. And if you want to sign up to play Super Smart, go to WROR.com. Play the home version again.
Yes, it's multiple choice. It's going to be up there in a few minutes. And play it, slay it, we pay it.
Okay, between 8:30, 8:40, listen for your chance to be the right caller for tickets to see Rod Stewart and Cheap Trick. That's going to be Xfinity Center, 8:30, 8:40 this morning. Okay, Brian.
All right, check your ride. Brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Looks nice, but it's got some problems out there.